USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Americans without power in the Northeast and New England after a very powerful winter storm dumped heavy snow all along the coast. In particular, 19 million residents from New York to Maine were under winter weather alerts and other advisories, and mass power outages are still being reported, especially along the Massachusetts coast. In the event you didn't know how former President Donald Trump feels about the current Democratic leadership, he made it clear at a rally in Texas last night.
We're done with having them control our lives, mess with our children, and close our businesses. We're moving on from COVID. Whether they like it or not, we're moving on.
Trump also predicting that Republicans will retake the White House next time around, though he stopped short of saying for sure that he's going to be running. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
A multi-vehicle crash claiming the lives of 9 people in North Las Vegas late yesterday. Police say 6 vehicles were involved in the wreck at about 3 p.m. when a speeding car ran a red light and then hit other cars in and around the whole intersection. The driver of the speeding car among the fatalities, and investigators say they worked at the scene at the intersection right through last night to investigate. Police officer Alexander Cuevas says the scene was chaotic, but he said, "We have not seen a mass casualty traffic collision like this one ever before." A Kansas woman arrested after allegedly joining ISIS and leading an all-female battalion in Syria. Allison Fluke Eckerin was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. The 42-year-old arrested in Syria, but has been transferred to FBI custody. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
California lawyer Michael Avenatti cross-examined his former client, former adult film star Stormy Daniels, during his trial Friday on wire fraud charges. He asked her about her experiences with the supernatural in an apparent bid to question her credibility. Avenatti, who pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, took over his own representation on Tuesday in his Manhattan trial. He's accused of impersonating Daniels and convincing her literary agent to send him nearly $300,000 in publisher's payments that were intended for her. Avenatti claims Daniels agreed to give him part of her book advance in exchange for representing her in a case involving allegations she had sexual relations with former President Trump. Daniels, who was born Stephanie Cliffords, began her testimony on Thursday, and on Friday, it was Avenatti's turn to cross-examine her. He asked her about supernatural visions she's had and her ability to speak with ghosts. "How do you speak with the dead?" he asked. She answered, "I don't know. It just happens sometimes." She added that she sometimes uses cards and meditation to help. Avenatti also asked whether a dark entity had entered her home. At the end of Friday's testimony, Avenatti told the court he will likely testify in his own defense next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.